The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gaiakono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gaiakono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. And so with that, I'm going to move on to see if anyone has any late additions to the agenda. Yes, Kate.
Yes, I'd like to add the consideration and discussion of two new candidates for the EA. I had sent, I apologize for the lateness of it, but I'd sent two, or I'd sent an email with two bios about an hour ago. And I believe both of those candidates are joining us. I see Don here, and do I see Deb? Yes, so we have Don, who's interested in joining from the vet school, and Deb, do I have it right? It's Alumni Affairs and Development. We also have folks coming for the 15th and for the 6th of December. And I also want to apologize to Danielle. Danielle, I was just, I thought I sent you an email, but I neglected to put your address in there. So Danielle Wyerson is also with us today, and I had somehow missed your materials until this morning. So if it's all right with you, we'll wait if you can rejoin us on the 15th, since I have
that's fine. Thank you. Right. It's pronounced Wyerson, but it doesn't
Wyerson.
Matter.
Okay, Wyerson. I should have asked. I'd like to add the consideration of Don and Deb to the agenda for today.
Great. Absolutely. Thank you, Kate. So with that, we'll go on to approval of the minutes from the October 18th meeting. I believe I saw it in chat. So if you access chat, you can go ahead and click on the link to view that in box. And I'll give everyone a few minutes to review that document. And go ahead, Wendy.
I'd like to motion to approve by unanimous consent.
Second.
Great, thank you. So that those have been approved, and we'll move on to our business of the day, let's see, Christy Mahoney who's chairs the CARE Fund will provide a presentation on the CARE Fund. So go ahead, Christy.
Hi, good morning. Myself and Denise Hubbard are here from the Development Committee for the CARE Fund. And we will, if I'm permitted to share, we will launch a brief presentation about the fund. So let me see if I can share my
screen. You should be good, Christy.
Okay, thank you. Share with sound. Share. Denise is from Campus Life Facility Services and has been an active member on the CARE Fund for a few years. Denise, I turn it over to you.
All right. Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us to learn more about the Cornell Employee Emergency CARE Fund. Throughout the presentation, please feel free to drop any questions you have into the chat. We are monitoring the chat to the best of mine and Christy's ability while doing this presentation, and we'll try to answer them. We will also have time at the end for questions.
Okay, what is the CARE Fund? The CARE Fund provides grants to Cornell employees who have experienced a sudden financial hardship. Since 2022, we have upped the value of the awards to $2,000.
The CARE Fund was founded by the Cornell Employee Assembly. The CARE Fund is for employees by employees. It is funded by your generous donations.
Since 2022 to when the fund was transitioned from Employee Assembly over to HR to June 2023, more than 350 employees have received over $400,000 in awards from the CARE Fund.
The fund is open to Cornell employees who hold a benefits-eligible full or part-time position. Many of our colleagues have benefited from the fund. More info about applying can be found on the fund's website. And you can apply to the CARE Fund via the website.
If I'm lucky, I will be able to share a CARE Fund story with you. Let me give it a try.
In 2019, I was planning on going out for certain knee surgery. A week before that happened, my husband was hospitalized. So within a week's time, he was in the hospital, out of the hospital, and then I was back in for the knee surgery. My daughter had to have an emergency surgery that same day. My name is Tina Henry. I am a accounts rep in the Department of Computer Science. I had a tear that really needed to be repaired. It was probably about at least 6 months in planning to when I decided to make the decision to have the surgery. A week before that happened, my husband was hospitalized. He had actually a blood clot in the left part of his heart. They determined that he needed to have a defibrillator. The day I went in for my surgery, my daughter had to have an emergency surgery. At this point, we're okay. We're doing good. But obviously, we didn't plan on two out of the three happening. It was a really hard decision. We had not really gotten assistance for anything in the past. If I was to apply and got funds, am I taking them away from somebody who needs them more than I need them? When I got the notification that we were going to receive some funds, it really helped us manage a situation we couldn't control. And I didn't know that this is a fund that's, from the employees to the employees. It is so easy to give to the fund. It was a payroll deduction process. You could do that. You can do one lump sum, and every little bit helps. What I would like to do is just let people know more about the fund, how they could be involved. They could be a volunteer. They could just donate money. I want to help others who may be in the same situation as what I was.
We are thankful to Tina for sharing her story with us.
For 2023 and 2024, we've set two aggressive fundraising engagement goals. Our goals are to engage 30% of all employees and 100% of faculty at any level of contribution. Even $1 per paycheck at these levels of engagement would allow the fund to ensure a level of stability and sustainability, which would lead to higher level of awards and or multi-tiers of award, expanded criteria eligibility, and ultimately greater reach for the fund.
So how can you become involved? There are several ways. You can spread the word about the CARE Fund, as we are now, to managers and colleagues. You can join the CARE Fund Development Committee and serve as an ambassador, sharing presentations across the campus. You can visit hr.cornell.edu CARE Fund to make a gift, either a reoccurring gift through payroll deduction, one-time gift through payroll deduction, Venmo, PayPal, or, and a new development is, you can donate your appreciation portal points to the CARE Fund directly through Cornell's appreciation portal. Additionally, we do canned and bottle fund drives at two local redemption centers, the Ethican and Bottle Return and the Lansing Bottle Can Redemption Center.
Thank you to all who already donate, and thank you in advance to everyone who's considering a donation, and thank you for your time. We're happy to answer any questions.
Thank you all. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
Is there any questions or comments? I'm happy to help you now with those, or feel free to reach out to me or Denise in the future. Okay, thank you.
Great, thank you so much, Christy and Denise. That was really informative. And yeah, I will sign up myself. So thank you. Anyone have any questions for either of them that we may not have caught? Okay. All right.
Well, I will just offer the turnover at Cornell has been so dramatic that this little presentation is very impactful. Many people aren't aware of the CARE Fund that are current employees of Cornell. So if you have an opportunity to share in your work teams, with a friend, with a fellow manager, just letting people know that this resource is available is very, it helps people in ways that you can go onto the website and hear other stories, but it's an important resource for Cornell employees. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, well, if there's nothing else, oh, Wendy, go ahead.
The hand clapping emoji, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So with that, I'll turn it over to Kate with the two candidates.
Okay. So again, apologies for making a last minute send. That's just, I guess, sometimes the way it goes. But I really appreciate the interest that folks have shown, and appreciate Don and Deb and Danielle being here today. Deb, why don't we have you, and folks should have your statement. So if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself and your interest in serving on the Employee Assembly, and then we can see if anyone has questions for you.
Sure. Hello, everyone. I'm Deb Serene, and I've been working at Cornell for about 23 years now. Started out in cooperative extension and then sort of made my way over to the College of Human Ecology, where I'm now in Alumni Affairs and Development. I'm a program assistant, primarily managing all of our alumni engagement initiatives and our volunteers. And I work also closely at connecting students with alumni. And I do a lot of events, a lot of event planning. So as I said, I've been at Cornell for about 23 years, but I haven't actually been able to serve in a university-wide role. I've served in alumni affairs development capacity for my college. But it feels like the right time now, as I've sort of, I wouldn't say I'm at the midpoint of my career. Boy, I don't know if I can work 40, 50 years at Cornell, but wow, if I could, that'd be great. But it'd be great to sort of branch out and learn a little bit more. I attend Employee Assembly when we have the president's address, and I've seen sort of the work that you all have done. I think it's really important. I'm a great listener, very action oriented, detail oriented. So I can kind of, I'm more of a behind the scenes person. But I like to think I'm someone who gets things done. But I also like to feel like I'm a good voice for others too, that I could help, listen and then share back with the group and sort of see what kind of difference I could make. So yeah, I'll take any questions and anything else you want to know. I didn't share a whole lot personal, but happy to do that as well. I don't know if that's appropriate.
So I'm looking for hands. Does anyone have questions for Deb? And again, I'd sent her statement. I just managed to find my email. It came from me through the OA EA member list at 10:54. trying to let silence be our friend. All right, Don, why don't we move on to you? Don's bio was in the, or statement was in the same email.
Hi, I'm Don Hinshaw. I'm the materials warehouse supervisor at the VAT hospital. And I've been at Cornell since November of 2018. So a couple weeks, it'll be 5 years. And it's hands down the best job I've ever had. I absolutely love it here. And I'm pretty outgoing, you know, and I've spent the last 5 years in the basement. And I think it's time for me to get out of the basement. I want to make an impact on a wider scope than holding the foundation up down here. You see, I'm looking up at all the concrete above me. So I'm a musician, father of 3 kids that are grown and out of my hair. So, you know, I hope that I get the opportunity to join this wonderful group and try to make an impact.
Excellent. Does anyone have questions for Don? I do. What's the name of your band that's toured twice? That's really substantive.
Well, my main band for many years is a band called Defining 13. It's kind of like older Black Sabbath and stuff, but I do have solo music on YouTube. Great. And stuff. That's a little bit easier on the ear. So if you don't like the heavy stuff, search my name, you'll find some good stuff on there. But I'm I play in my mother-in-law's church, you know. I'll play whatever so I can play my guitar. That's all I want to do.
So. Super. All right. Other questions for Don? So we haven't done this recently on Zoom, and I'm not sure who's the host and technical capabilities, but I believe the next step would be for us to go into a private session with EA members. Everyone's nodding, and I'm hoping someone can handle that, whether it means asking Don and Danielle. I think our only guests are Don, Danielle, and
I think we have a couple. So
So you can do that. Oh, good, Jessica.
Yes.
Because I definitely am not the host and don't know how to do that.
I'll stop recording, and anyone who is not a member of the EA will go in the waiting room, and then I'll bring you back when they end executive session. So just hang tight for a minute.
I'll lower your yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oops, I may. Phew, there we go. All right. Jana, do you take it from here, I think?
Yeah, I'm happy to take it from here. Okay, thank you so much, Kate, for leading that discussion. And so Don is here. Deb, I think, is not yet. But thank you for your patience while we discuss this. And we are so happy to welcome you enthusiastically to join the employee assembly. We really enjoyed your presentation and think you would be a great addition to the assembly. So welcome. And I will let, go right ahead, Ellie. You were clipping. I cannot. Yes. So congratulations. I will get better at discerning between the handshake and or the hands up and the clap. So so with that, anyone have anything they'd like to add to that part before we move on? I don't see anything. Yep. So I think we'll go right into committee reports. And, I'm sorry, Marcy Benda will start with the election, executive committee.
Yes, as soon as I unmute myself. So we were discussing our future presentations. And so we we're so happy Christy and Denise could join us today for the CARE Funds and give that presentation. Brandon Fortenberry will join us to discuss the United Way on November 15th. He will have to be at the beginning or as early as possible. So he'll probably give his quick United Way presentation at the beginning of our meeting. And then hopefully in December, we'll have a Title IX presentation as well. And then we're pretty much booked up through each month, at least trying to keep it to every other meeting as much as possible. We have had a couple of people come forward and ask to present. So that's why we might have November has to. So I'm sorry, but again, they're quick presentations. Also, as a just quick reminder to please make sure if you are going to miss the employee assembly meeting, to please let me know. If you let someone in the Office of Assemblies know, they'll let me know as well. But do please let me know if you miss a meeting. Okay, and that's all I had.
Thank you very much, Marcy. So we'll move on to Sophie Lanches with the Communications Outreach and Recognition Committee update.
Hi, everyone. So just an update. The George Peter Award nominations are open. The deadline has been extended to November 17. So that is the new deadline, and it's on the website as well. We released our EA Voice for October last month. And in November, we're planning to release another one the week of November 13th, just to let everyone know about the George Peter Awards. We're also going to highlight an EA member, and we're also going to write something about some of our speakers in the next EA meetings as well. If there's anything you'd like to contribute or would like us to add to the EA Voice, please let the Communications Committee know. And I think that's about it for us. Anyone on the Communications meeting, Communications Committee, if I missed anything, please let me know. Wendy, I see your hand is up.
So I am on the Communications Committee, but also just for everyone else, wanted to let you know I already volunteered to do the spotlight for the next EA Voice. After that, I believe Sophie is going to put names in a hat and pull them out randomly. So if she comes to you and says, hey, you're up, please, I think it's just as helpful that staff kind of know who we are and what we do, that sort of thing. I also did put the link for the George Peter Award for Dedicated Service in the chat. So if anyone's looking at it, when we met, let's just say we need some nominations in there. That was about it, though.
Great. Thank you. And yeah, great job, Sophie, with that last newsletter. A lot of good comments, and it was just great. So thank you so much. And with that, we'll move on to Jeremy Cruiser with the Education Committee.
All right. So Education Committee is meeting monthly. So we have not met since the last time. So there's nothing new to report.
All right. Thank you. Sounds good. And with Christy Mahoney with the Welfare Committee.
Hello. The Welfare Committee, excuse me, hosted Linda Kroll Howe today in the Office of Employee Experience. It was really a great discussion. Very interesting sharings from the Belonging at Cornell survey, employee experience survey. We will be hosting her again in the spring to further discuss the internal transfers study that's going on, that has been happening and is continuing to happen, and what they're learning from the internal transfers experience. At the end of the month, on the 29th, we are hosting Transportation Services for an update presentation on transit issues associated with Cornell's staff. And I think that's it. That's my update. Bethany, is it a question for me?
It is, yes. Sorry I couldn't make it today, Christy, but I actually did have a question that I think would fall under the Welfare Committee from what I can tell from the past and from what you just said about transportation, which is I'm also on the Arts and Sciences DEI Committee as a liaison to another colleague network group. And we had a meeting yesterday, and they actually had conducted a much smaller, well, I think it's smaller, parking survey of their own, which I know it's obviously like a hot topic across campus, but they had asked if there was a chance that I might be able to share like a very abbreviated sort of themes from that survey with you guys. And I don't know if, I didn't know if maybe outside members could sort of listen in on the meeting in November or.
Absolutely. Talk.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So if you would like, and you want to share it early, we can get it to Bridget and Reed, and that then they could incorporate that into their conversation for the 29th.
Okay.
And then we can certainly invite others to that meeting. It's an open meeting.
Okay, maybe I'd just invite like the chairs of the committee or something, but thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, parking is always a hot topic. We try to expand the world of transportation beyond parking to transit services in general, commuting in general, because we could talk about parking every day, every meeting, the whole meeting.
Yes, we can. And with that, I'll go into Bethany Dixon with the Benefits and Policy Committee report.
Okay, thank you. So we have not met yet. We have a much more robust list of members than before the last meeting. But maybe I'm confused. Are we supposed to start meeting even without a full cohort of a committee? Is that best practice? Yes. Okay. I see Kate saying yes. Okay. All right, so I will send out some sort of poll to all of the folks I have for now and then try to keep badgering others who are not on EA to join. Thank you.
Thank you, Bethany. And lastly, Wendy Treat with the Elections Committee.
Well, first and foremost, welcome to Don and Deb. You guys are actually on the Elections Committee now because that by default are EA members whose terms are not up for election in the spring. So congratulations, you not only got on the EA, but you're also on a committee just like that. We have not met since last time. I'm kind of staying a little under the radar because there really isn't a whole lot now that we've determined through our governing docs that incidental vacancies fall to Kate, not to me. But maybe that will be something actually I'm gonna check with Office of the Assemblies and see if there's a reason why that is, and then possibly support a resolution to change the language so that it just seems to be a little bit more clear to do that. I'm also gonna get on Office of the Assembly's radar for spring elections, and then our meetings will start ramping up to discuss our elections rules and determine seats and vacancies, you know, that sort of stuff, what we need to do for our spring election. And that's it.
Thank you, Wendy. So now we'll move into liaison reports. We can start with the University Assembly. I was unable to attend last night's meeting. I know Marcy was also unable to attend. I don't know. I hate to put Erica on the spot. I don't know if Jeremy has anything to contribute about a UA update. If you do, nothing. Okay. So we'll go ahead with a UA update next meeting if that works. Is it? Okay. Any other liaison, reports that someone might want to share? Okay. I'm not seeing anything. So, okay, well, we'll see at the next meeting. We'll have a more robust update to provide. At this point, we'll move into open discussion. Oh, I'm sorry, Jeremy, go right ahead.
I just thinking through it, the only thing I do have to share about UA is they are currently trying to fill all of their committees. And there is a listing on the Assembly's website that shows, because we have a lot of slots to fill from the EA and from employees in general. So we should get folks looking at those and broadcast out to our constituencies to see if we can get more committee members.
Yeah, great idea. Maybe in the next newsletter, I'm not sure. But Carl, I saw your hand, and then Kate.
Yeah, so the UA's welfare committee will meet next week, so I'll work up more information.
Thank you so much, Carl. I appreciate that. Okay. And Kate.
Yeah, I had put together a list of the committee, the external committee assignments, and I'm not sure what the best thing to do with that is. Should I put it in box? Should I send it out to everyone? And I may have sent it out to everyone, but I have
probably box with a link to it.
Okay, so I'll put it in box with a link. All righty, because that does have, we do have a lot of vacancies on our external liaison and committee positions, both for EA members and non-EA members. So put in box. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. I forgot you did send out a really nice updated list last time. So that would be great. We'll get that in box. Okay. And open discussion. Does anyone have anything they would like to bring up at this time? Carl, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I had a quick question. I know that we at the beginning of the discussed attendance being kind of important. And so I just wanted to make sure that someone was keeping track of attendance this semester and making sure that people are actually holding the appropriate amount of in-meeting attendance for their position. That's all.
Thank you, Carl. Yes. Marcy, go ahead.
Yep. I'm so sorry, Carl. I had a hard time hearing you, but I think you were talking about attendance and keeping track of attendance. Okay. So yes, I do keep track of attendance and yep. So that was my thought of being, just please make sure that you attend. If you are absent for, if you have more than two unexcused absences, the executive committee can meet and unseat people who especially who haven't attended any meetings for this, you know, for the whole term. So yep, that is what we can do. And of course we can, if there's any question or any interest in being reseated, we can certainly look at that at that time. But yes, but attendance is very important, especially, you know, if you're not here, it just also shows a commitment. It's just also, you know, it's nice to just let us know if you can't come. Of course, if you can't come, things can happen. I missed the UA meeting yesterday and I let them know, and just, you know, just as a point of courtesy. But yes, we do keep track, and I keep track of all the roll calls as well as the OA. Thank you.
Yeah, great point, Carl. Thank you. And thank you, Marcy, for that. Wendy?
Just going along with that as well, not only is it a courtesy, but if we don't have quorum, we can't vote on anything. So that's the other thing that needs to be just, that's, I think we, as in the executive committee, we've tried to like front load our agendas so that things that need to be voted on are more in the beginning of the meeting. That way, in case someone needs to, you know, head out early again, notify Marcy and say, hey, I can only make it for like half the meeting. But yeah, if we whittle down, hey, I've got to jump to meeting, I'm leaving this, that sort of thing, and we're left with like seven or eight people, we can't vote on anything. So that's another thing just to keep in mind.
And Marcy?
So sorry. But yes, just to piggyback onto what Wendy said, we were having a problem with being able to, especially last year, when we were trying to do hybrid meetings, of just the meetings just bottoming out at 1 o'clock, which is why we wanted to have the meetings just a little bit earlier, because we were trying to even do the committee reports, and by that time everyone was gone, and Danielle, just looking at your cat walking by your back. Sorry.
I kept her off screen as long as I could.
No, it's adorable. And so, yeah, so we do, just attendance is great. And we'll try and definitely, if there's anything to vote on, do it at the beginning of meetings to be mindful of time too.
Thank you, everyone. Anything else? If not, I would welcome a motion to adjourn. Oh, go right ahead, Bethany.
Oh, well, I will motion to adjourn, but also one quick question was, have we heard an update from Martha as to when she might be able to meet with us?
That's a great question. And no.
I figured that was the answer, but just wanted to check. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
A second Bethany's motion to adjourn.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.